Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Hi, it's Johanna here, your reader for today. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of March and the 26th of Adar 1 on the Hebrew calendar. The Torah portion this week, the parasha, is called Vayakhel, and it means he assembled. And today we'll be starting in Exodus 36, verses 8 through 19. So before we get going, let's take a moment to bless God and thank him for his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. So all the wise-hearted men among them did the work. They made the tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen, along with blue, purple, and scarlet, with kruvim, the work of a skillful craftsman. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain was 4 cubits. All the curtains had one measure. Then he coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he also coupled together. He made blue loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost within the first set. He did the same along the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second set. He made 50 loops in one curtain and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was in the second set, so that the loops were opposite to one another. Also, he made 50 clasps of gold and coupled the curtains one to another with the clasps, so the tabernacle was one. Then he made curtains from goat hair for a tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and the width of each was 4 cubits. The 11 curtains had one measure. He coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 other curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the first set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second set. Also, he made 50 bronze clasps to couple the tent together, so that it would be one. Then he made a covering for the tent of ram skins, dyed red, along with a covering of seal skin above. That was Exodus, or Shemot, 36, 8 through 19. Next up is our portion today from the prophets, and it is 2 Kings 18. Now it was in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Chizkiyahu, son of Ahaz, king of Yehuda, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Avi, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the Lord's eyes, according to all his ancestor David had done. He removed the high places, smashed the pillars, and cut down the Asherah poles. He also broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moshe had made. For up to those days, Bnei Israel were still burning incense to it. It was called Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. Indeed, none of all the kings of Yehuda after him was like him, and none before him. For he clung to the Lord. He did not turn away from following him, but kept his mitzvot which the Lord had commanded Moshe. So the Lord was with him. Wherever he went, he prospered. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. He defeated the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territories, from watchtower to fortified city. Now it came to pass in the fourth year of King Chizkiyahu, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of King Ela of Israel, that King Shalmaneser of Assyria marched against Shomron and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years they captured it. So Shomron was captured in the sixth year of Chizkiyahu, which was the ninth year of King Hoshea of Israel. The king of Assyria deported Israel to Assyria and placed them in Hala and Habor on the Gozan River and in the towns of the Medes. For they had not listened to the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant. All that Moshe, the servant of the Lord, had commanded, they neither listened nor did it. Now, in the 14th year of King Chizkiyahu, King Sennacherib of Assyria marched against all the fortified towns of Yehuda and seized them. So King Chizkiyahu of Yehuda sent word to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong. Withdraw from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will bear. So the king of Assyria imposed on King Chizkiyahu of Yehuda 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. Then Chizkiyahu gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord, as well as in the treasuries of the royal palace. At that time, Chizkiyahu stripped off the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the doorposts that King Chizkiyahu of Yehuda had overlaid, and gave them to the king of Assyria. Then the king of Assyria sent the Tartan, the Rabsaris, and the Rabshake from Lachish with a great army to King Chizkiyahu in Jerusalem. So they went up and arrived at Jerusalem. Now, when they arrived, they stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is on the highway of the fuller's field. When they had called to the king, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was in charge of the royal palace, Shebna the scribe, and Yoah, son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to them. So Rabshake said to them, Say now to Chizkiyahu, Thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, What is this confidence you've relied on? You say you have a plan and military force for the battle. They are only words of a lip. Who do you rely on now, so that you have rebelled against me? Behold, you rely on this splintered reed as a staff, Egypt. If a man leans on it, it will go into the palm of his hand and pierce it. Thus Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, We trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Chizkiyahu has removed, and then said to Yehudah and Yerushalayim, You must worship before this altar in Yerushalayim? So now, make a bargain with my master, the king of Assyria. I'll give you 2,000 horses, if you could put riders of your own on them. So how can you repulse a single lieutenant, the least of my master's servants? Yes, you are relying on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen. Moreover, have I now come up against this land to destroy it without the Lord's approval? The Lord said to me, Go up against this land and destroy it. Then Eliakim and Shebna and Joah said to the Rabshakeh, "Please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it. Don't speak to us in the language of the Jews when the people on the wall are listening." But the Rabshakeh said to them, "Has my master sent me only to your master and to you to speak these words, and not to the men who sit on the wall, who will eat their own wastes and drink their own urine with you?" Then the Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the language of the Jews and said, "Hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, don't let Chizkiyahu deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you out of my hand. Nor let Chizkiyahu persuade you to trust in the Lord by saying, 'The Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Don't listen to Chizkiyahu, for thus says the king of Assyria, 'Make peace with me and come out to me. Then everyone will eat from his own vine and fig tree, and everyone will drink water from his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive oil and honey, that you may live and not die.' So don't listen to Chizkiyahu when he misleads you by saying, 'The Lord will deliver us.' Have any of the gods of the nations delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamat and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they delivered Shomron from my hand? Who among all the gods of the lands have delivered their country out of my hand? So will the Lord deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" But the people were silent and did not answer him a word, for the king's commandment was, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was in charge of the palace, Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, came to Chizkiyahu with their clothes torn and told him the words of the Rabshakeh. That was 2 Kings 18. And now our portion from the writings today is Psalm 132. A Psalm of Ascents. Lord, remember David, all his afflictions, and how he swore to the Lord, vowed to the Mighty One of Yaakov, "I will not enter the tent of my house, nor lie on my bed, nor will I give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Yaakov. Behold, we heard of it in Ephrata, we found it in the fields of Ya'al. Let us go into his dwelling place, let us bow at his footstool. Arise, Lord, to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your Kohanim wear righteousness, and let your godly ones sing for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn to David a true promise he will not revoke. From the fruit of your body I will set one upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my law that I will teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her food. I will satisfy her needy ones with bread. I will clothe her Kohanim with salvation, and her godly ones will sing aloud for joy. There I will make a horn spring up for David. I have set up a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown will shine." That was Psalm 132. And next and our final portion for today is from the apostles. And we're starting in the book of Acts with Acts chapter 1. I wrote the first volume, Theophilus, about all that Yeshua began to do and teach up to the day he was taken up. And he had given orders by the Ruach HaKodesh to the emissaries he had chosen. To them he showed himself to be alive after his suffering through many convincing proofs, appearing to them for 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. Now, while staying with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father promised, which, he said, you heard from me. For John immersed with water, but you will be immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh not many days from now. So when they gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom to Israel at this time? He said to them, it is not your place to know the times or seasons which the Father has placed under his own control. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and through all Yehuda and Shomron and to the end of the earth. After saying all this, while they were watching, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they were staring into heaven as he went up, suddenly two men stood with them in white clothing. They said, Men of Galil, why do you keep standing here staring into heaven? This Yeshua who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Shabbat's day's journey. When they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Kepha and Yochanan and Yaakov and Andre, Philip and Toma, Barthalmai and Matthai, Yaakov the son of Halfai, and Shimon the Zealot, and Yehuda the son of Yaakov. All these with one mind were continuing together in prayer, along with the women and Miriam, Yeshua's mother, and his brothers. In those days, Kepha stood up among the brothers and sisters. The number of names altogether was about 120, and said, Brothers, the scriptures had to be fulfilled, which the Ruach HaKodesh foretold by the mouth of David, concerning Yehuda, who became a guide to those who seized Yeshua. For he was counted among us and received his share of this office. Now this man Yehuda bought a field with the reward of his wickedness. Falling head first, he burst open in the middle, and his intestines splattered out. And it became known to all those living in Yerushalayim. So in their own language, that field was called Akel Dama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his dwelling place become desolate, and let there be no one living in it, and let another take his position. Therefore, one of the men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Yeshua went in and out among us, beginning with his immersion by Yochanan until the day he was taken up from us, must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they nominated two, Yosef, called Barshaba, also called Justice, and Matthai. And they prayed and said, You, Lord, who knows the hearts of all men, show us which of these two you have chosen to take the position in this office as emissary, from which Yehuda turned aside to go to his own place. Then they cast lots for them, and the lot fell upon Matthai, and he was added to the 11 emissaries. That was Acts chapter 1. And if you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year's reading cycle, you'll be reading Hebrews 10:19 through 39 today also. Well, that concludes our readings for today. I pray that you will be blessed by the Word of God, that it will strengthen and encourage you today. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.